Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Not holding the elevator door. Saying God bless you after only the first sneeze. Leaving just a mouthful of juice in the container.
Our world is overflowing with savages.
Whitney Young and Corey James explore the fine line between acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery.
It's Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
Good morning. I'm Devin's in for Corey James. Got Whitney Young here.
Hello.
Savage or Sensible this morning. A school implementing a dress code for parents who are dropping off and picking up their kids that says they can't wear stuff like pajama pants or leggings.
Yes, so this is based on a story we covered in the feed earlier. A Houston high school has implemented a dress code that is prohibiting parents from wearing leggings, pajama pants, sagging pants, lowrider shorts. Women can't wear satin caps, hair curlers, shower caps, or bonnets. It's just really, they're throwing a lot of stuff out there, and a lot of parents at this school are very riled up. And it's interesting because, okay, I'm split. Okay. I think that saying you can't wear leggings is savage.
Agreed.
Pajama pants, sensible.
Come on.
I think pajama pants, that's the real offender here. I will never understand the act of wearing pajamas outside of the house. I don't even own pajamas.
Have you never worn a pair of pajama pants?
No.
All you need to do to figure it out and understand why is put them on.
Or
put
I've worn them on. Not outside the house.
The minute you wear those to Wegmans, it's like, ooh, like this is how should be.
Not for me. Wear sweatpants. I wear, you know, wear some Sophie shorts or whatever. Pajama pants? No. I think it's savage, but, you know, some would say with this dress code, you know, just throw on a pair of jeans. I mean, it's really not asking that much. Or don't get out of the car. Like, drop them off right at the door if you don't want to deal with the dress code.
So you think that overall, maybe this is sensible? Maybe not as extreme as it is, but a dress code.
Yes, I think a dress code for parents is sensible because they're probably, look, there's always a rule for a reason, as they say. Someone has clearly, you know, these parents at this school must really be violating, you know, the dress code because they've now put this very extreme dress code in place.
To me, it feels like such a non-issue. As long as someone isn't showing up to school like with no pants on, hey, good morning, just like shaking what they got. Why does it matter? Like, who is, like, wearing pajama pants isn't hurting anybody. Maybe if more people wore like sweatpants and pajama pants and really comfy clothes, people might be less stressed all the time. The world might be a better place. Honestly, I just don't think it matters enough. Also, everyone is so busy. Like, how many of these parents are single parents who are like, ah, crap, like I need to get my kids to school and I don't have time to throw on, you know, I don't need to have time to do my hair up and put jeans on. Let's just go.
Okay, doing your hair up, fine. That's ridiculous. The whole thing about you can't have a scarf or whatever on your head and you can't have hair curlers and whatever. Like, that's just infringing on the person's, like, rights at that point. But I think I'm stuck on the pajama pants. The new policy, this was sent out by the principal, the reason for it was implemented, quote, to prepare our children and let them know daily the appropriate attire they are supposed to wear when entering a building, going somewhere, applying for a job, or visiting someone outside of the home setting. So if we're basing it just on the pajama pants, I would say sensible. If we're basing it on, you know, all the other stuff, leggings and stuff like that, I think that's savage.
I think the whole thing is savage.
A lot of thoughts.
What are people saying on Facebook?
Elysia on Facebook says, sensible if going into the school. Respect yourself first to teach kids respect for themselves. Terry says, I did my time at school. Put your rules on the staff and students attending, but don't try to tell me what I can and cannot wear. Lindsay says, no one sees me in my car dropping off my kids except a headshot and a wave maybe. Sure can't tell what I'm wearing, which is always PJs in the morning. You know, and it's, and a lot of people are saying it's different if you're like going to some kind of like a teacher meeting, you know, then you dress up. Different though. This is just when you're dropping your kids off.
I'm saying like in your normal day, dress what you want to wear as long as it's not actually offensive, like you're not exposing yourself to like the public. I say it doesn't matter. Fashion changes so much. Anyways, look at what people wore 300 years ago. If someone wore like a powdered wig and a corset to drop off their kids, the school would be like, oh, that's a costume. You're ridiculous. But back then, that would be high society fashion. So I'll put money down that in 300 years, people instead of suits will wear pajama pants.
You'll be dressing up if you wear pajama pants.
Absolutely.
Linens.
Yes.
Well, we got a lot of thoughts on this. And neither of us are parents. So I want to hear from the parents. Call in now, 222-9800.
It's 98PXY.
Running a red left turn arrow, leaving the seat up, reheating your fish leftovers in the office.
Our world is overflowing with savages.
Whitney Young and Corey James explore the fine line between acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery.
It's Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
Good morning. It is Debbins in for Corey James. Whitney Young is here as well. And the question this morning is, savage or sensible, a school implementing a dress code for parents dropping off and picking up their kids that says they can't wear stuff like pajama pants or leggings. There was a school who is doing this.
In Houston.
A lot of calls coming in at 222-9800. Hi, Team PXY, good morning. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name's Kevin. I'm calling from Batavia, New York.
Kevin, savage or sensible? Where do you stand?
I don't think it matters what people wear. I mean, I'm from Batavia and all the kids wear pajama pants to school.
But I think that's what this school is actually, the school in Houston is saying that they want the kids to have like role models so that the kids aren't wearing pajamas in settings where it's inappropriate. Well, they're trying to teach them to.
Well, what's wrong with wearing pajama pants?
They're like wearing anything else. I agree. And also, by the way, too, like
wearing sweatpants.
Whitney, I do see what you're saying, where there's certain settings where you need to dress up and stuff like that. But maybe the more comfortable you are, the better you learn. And why not? Why wouldn't school be a place where you want kids to be comfortable and to wear clothes that don't infringe upon them?
I don't
exactly.
know. I feel better when I am dressed better. I just do.
And you can wear whatever you want. This isn't saying, hey, everyone needs to wear pajama pants.
Right.
It's saying I'm saying you wear what you want to wear.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Well, right.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you for your perspective.
If you're comfortable, then that's good. You feel better.
Exactly. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Have a good one.
You too.
It's Team PXY. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Megan, and I'm calling from Victor.
Megan, savage or sensible?
I'm going to say savage.
Okay. Why?
I'm a teacher, and I think that there's a lot of parents that don't care about their kids and don't show up for them. So if they're going to show up and take the time to do stuff with their kids or come to the school, then I think it shouldn't matter what they're wearing.
It's a really, really good point.
That is really, yeah.
Also a little sad, but like a good point. I mean, like it's sad that some don't even show up, you know, but.
Yeah,
I've worked at multiple different school districts across the Rochester area, and it doesn't matter. Like the income level or anything, you'd be shocked the amount of parents that have nothing to do with their children.
Yeah.
Right. So I think I agree with the pajama pants thing, but I think to a level, I mean, if you're going to wear pajama pants but show up for your child,
it's better than nothing.
Showing up for them.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Well, right. I mean, if we're comparing they're either wearing pajama pants or they're completely abandoning the child, definitely pick the pajama pants. That's an interesting perspective. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hi, Team PXY. Good morning. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Jesse from Canandaigua.
So what do you think? Is it savage or sensible to tell parents that they can't wear things like leggings or pajama pants when they're dropping their kids or picking their kids up from school?
Pajama pants? Savage, but leggings, savage for that, because teachers are wearing leggings, kids are wearing leggings.
Mm-hmm. I think the leggings thing is overboard.
And if you're trying to teach the kids to go for an interview,
mm-hmm.
you're trying to tell us we have to wear slack?
But, okay, so you're saying that the parents should not wear pajama pants?
they should not wear pajama pants because they're trying. It's a common courtesy kind of thing. Like, who wants to see someone in pajama pants?
I don't mean, when you see someone walking around in sweatpants, does that bother you?
No.
Well, then what's the difference, really? Pajama pants just are a little more eccentric, maybe. Like, they might have a.
Pajama pants are literally what you sleep in. It just feels very, like. Ugh.
I don't know. I don't sleep. I have pajama pants. I don't sleep in them. I only wear them for, like, lounging around.
Lounging! Do you wear them to Wegmans? Would you wear them to the mall?
I have. And guess what?
Really?
And guess what? It keeps your stress a little bit down.
No, I'd be stressed out that people were.
But exactly.
Like,
you would
why
be.
Is she wearing pajama
I wouldn't
pants?
Be. You would be. I wouldn't be. So that's why I think they shouldn't tell the parents. You know, would you rather the parents get, you know, put jeans on, wear something that they find that they hate, aren't comfortable, and are rude then and stressed out and crabby towards their kids?
Because they have jeans on?
I don't know. Or would you rather they be comfortable and just, like, you know, just. Be a little bit nicer in the morning. People hate the morning. Let them wear pajama pants. But what do I know?
I don't know. Because, like, if you're trying to, like, they're saying you want to go for an interview. Well, what are you, they're trying to teach them to show up for an interview. What are you guys interviewing? McDonald's?
But when you're dropping your kids off for school, you're not showing up for an interview. That's just every morning something you have to do.
Pair of jeans, leggings. If you're in the car, it's one thing. If you're dropping your kids off to go inside, it's another thing.
Yeah.
Because you see, like, there's parents trying to teach kids, okay, this is what we don't wear out in public.
Right.
And then you're like, oh, well, why is she wearing pajama pants?
Did you never wear like sweats or pajama pants to school? I always did.
No.
I wore sweatpants when I was, you know, coming home from a game or practice.
Yeah. I wore sweatpants a lot in high school, and, you know, I liked it. It made me feel comfortable at school, you know, and I think that helps. I think that can help with learning and overall. I don't know. I think everyone should do what they want to do. I guess if it makes you uncomfortable, you shouldn't do it, but you should also not tell people what they can and cannot wear, you know, in my opinion. But we appreciate the call. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yep. Have a good day.
Hi, Team PXY. Good morning. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name's Corey. I'm calling from Holly.
Corey, what do you think? Is it savage or sensible to implement a dress code for parents dropping off kids?
I think it is absolutely savage. As a high schooler myself, I think it's incredibly inappropriate for a school to tell a parent what they can and cannot wear.
Interesting. You're a high schooler yourself. I love this perspective.
So do your parents ever drop you off at school?
I drive myself, but my parents used to drop me off. And if they worked later, they would drop me off in their pajama pants.
Yeah.
Okay.
I get that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I completely agree with you. I mean, I'm on the savage end too with this too.
Okay. I think it's sensible if the parent is wearing pajama pants, but savage to say they can't wear leggings. I think pajama pants are a little too informal.
My question is, leggings are kind of like pajama pants. I mean, they're similar, like, in the way that they're meant for more, like, a more relaxed kind of, like, feel. And, like, they're both made of cloth. One's just tighter.
I know, but you could say that about, like, anything. I mean, you could say, what's the difference between bra and underwear and a bikini?
I also have said that, and I agree with that. So.
Well, thank you for your perspective. It's very interesting.
Of course.
Have a great day.
You too.
Got a lot of opinions on this.
So many opinions. Haley on Facebook says, savage, but she poses a good question. She says, I'd love to know how they plan on enforcing this. What are the repercussions for me showing up in some yoga pants? So that's a good point.
It's a good question, yeah.
We don't know. We'd have to reach out to the high school Houston. We should.
Yes.
But let's go to the poll. Savage or sensible?
This is on Twitter, at @PXY Rochester.
A school implementing a dress code for parents dropping off, picking up kids that says they can't wear pajama pants or leggings. 87% of people say savage.
Savagery.
There you have it. Savage or sensible on Team PXY.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.